Welcome to CU Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance. With your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
Hi, Matt Shondek, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Welcome you to CU Wednesdays on the legendary WSAR 1480, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. Fall River Municipal Credit Union just served their 93rd birthday. We were established in 1930, so we're so excited to be part of the community for over 90 years. Stop by or check out our website at frmcu.com to see the many ways we can serve you and all the great benefits of being a member at Fall River Municipal Credit Union. One of the great things about growing up on the South Coast, I grew up in Taunton, what a lot of people in the area was at the holidays, you trekked out to the malls, whether it was the Harbor Mall here in Fall River, Westgate Mall up in Brockton, or the Dartmouth Mall. Those were all destinations for people who were on the South Shore that were growing up, and especially at the holiday time, you'd love to go to the malls. And they have their challenges. And what we have today is joining me are Jeff DuPont. He's the specialty leasing representative, and Beth Zager. She's the senior marketing director for the mall management team over at the Dartmouth Mall. Thanks for joining me today. Hello, are you there?
Oops. Yeah. Hello.
Okay, sorry, hit the wrong button. Yes, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you on.
Excellent. Nice to join you.
And people have heard about the Dartmouth Mall and know about it, but why don't you let people know a little about yourself, you and Beth, and let people understand what your role is at the mall.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. So my name's Jeff. I'm specialty leasing manager here at the Dartmouth Mall. Background is I graduated from Johnson & Wales University in Providence. Most of my background is in retail. I was a store manager for Brookstone for a little over 11 years. Moved on to Dick's Sporting Goods. I was with them for 13 years. After being with Dick's Sporting Goods, I moved on to Clark Shoes. I was with them for 3 years, and then I was hired on by Preet, the owner of the Dartmouth Mall. And at the time, I served the role of specialty leasing manager here at the mall.
Mm-hmm. Great. And as specialty leasing manager, what is your role? At the mall with that role.
Yeah. So specialty leasing. there's two types of leasing in the mall. There's permanent leasing and specialty leasing. I do have a counterpart that works out of Philadelphia, and he is the gentleman that does the 5 to 10 year leases. My role is basically all the leases in the mall that are 1 year or less. So I do the carts in the middle of the mall. If you walk the mall and you see a car in the middle of the mall, that falls under my umbrella. We have a pop-up program that we do here, and that's for just maybe local merchants that might do craft fairs or something like that. They can come into the mall. They can do a weekend pop-up. They can sell their goods for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It gets some exposure so people know who they are and what they sell, and it's a great program for the community.
Great. Now, with malls, we've seen some of the challenges that some have had, but it almost seems like there's been a resurgence of people wanting to go to the enclosed malls versus the stores all broken up and elsewhere. How's that faring for you guys?
So this is Beth from Dartmouth Mall. I'm the marketing director. So what happens is with a mall, you kind of have to change as the environment changes. So not only do we want to offer a lot of shopping, but we also want to offer entertainment options. So along with that, you know, we have, so it's kind of like a one-stop shop. So you can get your grocery shopping done. You know, we have AMC theater. You can go out for dinner. You can do a little shopping. So you kind of have to change with the times. I feel as if the malls that didn't change and didn't develop are the ones that were, you've seen, you know, close.
Mm-hmm. Now, and definitely as senior marketing director, what is your role to help promote the credit union? The mall.
I can help you promote the credit union too. I'm Beth Dager. I'm the senior marketing director. I've actually been at the mall for 21 years. I started right out of college. I went to UMass Dartmouth. I'm local to the area. So my job pretty much encompasses everything to drive sales and traffic to the center. So that includes events, anything public relations, advertising the mall, all social media. And then I also, you know, we help our stores. We want our stores to be successful. So we meet with them and help to see what their needs are and what we can do to help them become successful in our environment.
Mm-hmm. As you say, things have changed as anchor stores leave, different ones come in. How is the development at the mall right now? Are you seeing that influx of smaller retailers that are in the same spot that hopefully can benefit from the traffic coming through?
Yeah, actually, we are pretty much fully leased right now.
Right.
So we don't actually have any empty stores. And last year, we added quite a few new stores. We added Ulta, Forever 21, Snipes, Yummy Station, which they do like bubble teas. And then we will be opening up new stuff in 2024, which unfortunately I can't announce.
Yeah, no, understand. That's great. And as we say, that's a spot where, as we were growing up, that's one place you went. It was a destination. People love it. And as you've added, and kept up having the theater there and some of those that are draws, have you seen that being a real, anchor, more of a, instead of an anchor store, you have an anchor, destination for people to go to?
It's definitely in a destination where in our surrounding area, we have everything. So the mall is just the center of it where you can get everything done. But the AMC people come, they see a movie, then they can go get something to eat.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We saw a huge thing when the Taylor Swift movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
We had record numbers of people coming in and coming there, which is, it's just good for all the retailers that are in the mall at that time. Because they might be just coming for that, but when a movie is over, mom's birthday is next week, let's go to Yankee Candle. So that's kind of where we're at as a management team, is making sure that, if a person's coming here for one reason, like Beth had mentioned, if you're coming to get your groceries, maybe you need to get something else within the mall, and it drives traffic in. So our goal is to always have a partnership with our stores to where it's a two-way street. We want to have retailers in the mall that are going to drive business into the mall, but we also want to provide to them, customers that are local to the area that are going to come in. So it has to be a two-way street or it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And being able to maybe have some of those pop-up or limited time things in the mall, it creates that kind of perception of, it's always changing. Let's go and see what's new there. And is that kind of the flow you get from having those specialty leasing opportunities?
Absolutely. So the pop-up program is an excellent program. We've been working with that program pretty strong since, I would say post-COVID, but even pre-COVID. The way it really works is, you might have somebody that does these crafting fairs on the weekends, but they still have a Monday through Friday job. So it's not something where they can come in and commit to the mall for, you know, 30 days. But the nice thing is, if they're doing the Crafton fairs and they want to come in and do a weekend pop-up in the mall, they don't have to worry about weather. They don't have to worry about temperatures. I go to some of these Crafton fairs in August, and it's just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that we can guarantee them that they'll get, you know, a nice stream of traffic. They don't have to worry about the weather. They don't have to worry about, you know, temperatures. It's a very controlled environment. So it works out well. And what I like about it is exactly what you had mentioned. There's different things that come into the mall that you might not see every day. So our customers that are coming in on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, they might come in and see a person that's selling candles that are like themed candles. Mm-hmm. So they're not just regular everyday candles that you're going to see. Going back to what Beth had mentioned about the mall being so occupied, you know, I think our occupancy rate is somewhere around 97 to 98%. We can be picky on what we bring into the mall when you're that occupied. So we look for different things that you're not going to find at every single mall. And that's more my job, is to go out there and find the unique things. And then the next fidget spinner, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next thing that people are going to be excited about? And bring that into the mall before it's time, rather than after it's kind of been out in the market.
Wow, that's great. Well, we have to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk more. If you have a question about it from our friends at the Dartmouth Mall, you can give us a call at 508-673-1480. But we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to See Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, and we're speaking with our friends from the Dartmouth Mall, Jeff Dupont, who's the Specialty Leasing Representative, and Beth Zager, she's the Senior Marketing Director at the from the mall management team there at the Dartmouth Mall. And, you know, we were talking about growing up in the area. A little bit of history on the mall and how long it's been around. And is it true that it was really built on a golf course?
Yes, it was. It was actually built on Passamaquoddy Links.
Huh.
That opened in 1930, and at 1967 is when it closed. And it actually was like a really well-known golf course. A lot of lawyers, doctors played at it. Do you want to hear a fun fact? It was $1.50 to play nine holes.
Wow.
When it was open. Yeah, right? And then the mall opened in 1971, which is unique fact about our mall is it has a 10-foot incline from top to bottom, which is why we have such a lot of mall walkers, because it gives you an extra little bump in your steps.
Wow.
If you go around twice the mall twice, it's 1 mile.
Oh, wow. That's great. Now, are you getting a lot of walkers and everything, especially in the wintertime when the weather's bad?
Yes, actually. We have quite a few walkers. And it does pick up in the wintertime because a lot of our walkers sometimes do Buttonwood Park around there. So, but during the cold season, they come over and walk in the mall.
Yeah.
Our mall doors open at 9 a.m. for mall walkers.
Mm-hmm. Or even in the summer when it gets so hot, you know, it might be a better place to be walking too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Great. Right now, I mean, you're talking about the great, you know, the vacancy rate is very low. About how many retailers do you have in the mall now?
We have over 60.
Wow, great.
Closer to 75.
Okay. And now the range, you've got like American Eagle. I mean, what are the bigger ones that are there? And then what are those unique ones that maybe people aren't aware of that maybe they should be coming in and checking out?
So we have our bigger ones are Aldi's, Ulta, and Burlington, JCPenney, and Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our unique retailers, we have Snipes, which is a sneaker store.
Oh, okay.
We have Carter's, which is actually a great store for children shopping.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. We have Smart Green Solar, which is like a solar company. We have a barber shop, so you can get your hair done while you're here, King Barber. They're actually having a grand opening on Sunday.
Oh, great. Great. So
yeah.
So that's one of the newer ones that have just started coming in?
Yep.
Great.
Yep. And then we also have, you know, the most popular retailers, Bath & Body Works, Hollister, H&M,
great.
Victoria's Secret.
No, and it's all, and you almost have to have a mix of those where you've got some that have been established, they're there forever, that people know that they can go to the mall and they can go to, you know, some of those. But once they get in there and they see the other stores, I mean, it must be, you know, a great opportunity for those other stores to be there because, you know, they have, you know, a unique store has things that, you know, you wouldn't see anywhere else. And, you know, sounds like, you know, and even having a barber shop there. I mean, that's tough, you know, especially after the pandemic, trying to make sure you had a barber. That's great.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and to just jump on the barbershop for a second, that goes back to what I was talking about before, where it's part of my job to go around and see what the trends are. And just a few years ago, 2-3 years ago, barbershops going into malls started to be a pretty popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have a lot of occupancy, that's one of the things that comes on my radar that says, you know what, let's go out, let's try to find a best-in-class barber to come into the mall and see if it works. So we have King Barber right now that came in about six months ago or so, and they're doing wonderful. They have 4 locations, but they're new to this area. They're trying to find a new customer base. Mm-hmm. But again, it's one of those things that was a new trend going out, and we wanted to make sure that our mall was part of that trend.
Great. And you know, as typical in the store, you've got the in a mall, you've got the theater there, which is great. I always think, you know, malls have to have a theater as a draw. But you've also got, you know, food options, too, around the mall, right?
Yeah, we have tons of food options. We have Panera Bread, Olive Garden, Taco Bell, Rayoni's, which is a staple in this area. Everyone loves their huge slices of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Buffalo
Wild Wings,
mm-hmm.
which actually just went under a small renovation and updated the inside and the outside.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. You know, we're seeing some of these same stores that you're talking about. I'm coming from the Taunton area, and you know, we've seen some of those same stores that are now not there anymore, but they've survived over at the Dartmouth Mall, and that's great.
Definitely.
You know, with some of those newer stores, like you say, the newest one, you know, or having the grand opening, is the barber shop, and as you say, Buffalo Wild Wings is going through renovations. You know, you probably have renovations going on all the time from, you know, different stores that have been there, but they're refreshing. Is that kind of the trend?
Yeah, so it's like a lease cycle. So if they have a 5-year lease, usually after the 5 years, they want to do a little bit of a renovation to make their store pop a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great.
Like when Victoria's Secret a couple of years ago renovated, they added the store pink to our location.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And then you get the standards, you get jewelers and other things that there, because, you know, when you go to the mall, you want to be able to do as much. And now, do you see more families coming with the theater and then all the options for the children's clothes and everything? Or is it really a wide mix of customers coming?
It is a wide mix. More on the weekends, we do see a lot of families, not only with the theater, but we also have VR Zone, which is an arcade outside. Hmm. We have a children's play area, and we do have a lot of children's stores. We have Children's Place. We have Newberry Comics, which sells those Funko Pops. It's a popular with the kids. We have Carter's, Burlington, which has a huge toy section, and then Macy's. I don't know if you know, but Macy's actually has a Toys R Us built into it upstairs.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Wow. That's terrific. You know, 2 great stores, and now they're in one location. We are going to have to take another break. It's almost 2:30. We still have to run some commercials here and there, but we will be here for the full hour talking to our friends from the Dartmouth Mall. If you want to call in, you have a question, maybe you got a story about a great event that you had there, you can give us a call at 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Schoenig, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community since February 6, 1930. So just yesterday was our anniversary. We're so excited to be part of the community. And if you're in the market for a great CD, you just heard the special that we're offering on a 3 or 13-month CD. Give us a call at 508-678-9028. Or check out our website at frmcu.com to see all the great benefits of membership with Fall River Municipal Credit Union. As we've been talking all hour, we've been talking to our friends from the Dartmouth Mall, Jeff DuPont, who is the specialty leasing representative, and Bez Zager, who is the senior marketing director from the mall management team over at the Dartmouth Mall. And it's great to have you guys both on today. And, we were talking about some of the history that it used to be a golf course. What are the interesting things that maybe people don't know about, you know, the mall? That incline thing is very, very interesting, that, you know, if you want to go from one end of the mall, you're either going downhill or uphill, right?
Yep, that's true. And we were built without stairs. So Swansea Mall actually had an incline too, but they built stairs into the concourse, mm-hmm. where Dartmouth doesn't have that.
Yeah. Well, I think that the inclines might make it easier, because then you're not having to climb stairs, especially if you're doing that walking for those people that are going around the mall.
Yeah, definitely.
So, any other, you know, interesting tidbits about through the years, the mall, and you've been there for 21 years. You must have had some interesting things as they've gone through it. Have you seen changes regarding, like, you know, the holiday season? You know, years ago, that's where the destinations were. Are you still getting a lot of traffic during that, or is it pretty consistent all throughout the year?
So we do definitely have a peak November and December. What's happening now is people are shopping a little earlier than they were. So maybe our Christmas shopping is starting more in October. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Black Friday is not a huge deal as it was in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that, no, thank goodness.
I actually loved it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know people that they would, you know, take the day off so they could be, you know, ready and prepared so they can get out there early in the morning. I only did that once when there was a toy that the kids wanted that was, you know, you had to get to Toys R Us to get. But let people go out and do the shopping that left the shop. But it's great to have an anchor like that. You know, as I say, we grew up in Taunton. We had the Taunton Mall, the Galleria afterwards. Now they don't have it. It's a great, you know, place for kids to, you know, get their first jobs, you know, meeting place for you know, the community and everything. And are you finding that more it's more a community, you know, environment, a gathering place?
Definitely, especially during the holidays. Actually, our whole theme this year was called community. It was all about community, and we let nonprofits come in,
mm-hmm.
and set up tables and talk about their, you know, their what their projects were and what they were working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that something that, like, Jeff, you would be kind of helping as a specialty leasing person, where if there's, you know, nonprofits out there that, you know, either have resources to be able to promote their organization, you know, through leasing a space for a bit of time, or, you know, just to get the word out, that they kind of contact you?
Yeah. And so Beth and I work hand in hand when it comes to that. If it's a straight nonprofit, most of that does go through Beth. Mm-hmm. But if they are looking to spend a little bit of money, Yes, they can come through me and lease out space. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And it could be.
We also offer. We also offer advertising too, which is another branch of me and Jeff's job. If you don't have the resources to lease a car or do a weekend pop-up, we also offer advertising venues. Like you could do posters in the mall, banners, advertising your outside businesses.
Oh, so the local area people that have businesses, maybe small businesses, they can't take the time to shut that down to come. You have like the message boards with the panels on the side and everything?
Yep.
Oh, great.
You can even do door clings. We have table clings while you're eating in the food court. You can, you know, a table cling is perfect because while people are eating, they can read your messaging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would actually be great for your credit union.
No. We've been talking about different ways to get the word out there, and you know, you don't think of things like that as an opportunity to be in front of someone when they're doing something as simple as sitting there and eating. You know, even the you go to the movies, there's still commercials in there and advertisements. So, but that's an interesting aspect I didn't even think about was the advertising, the ability to, even if you're not in the mall, promote your business that might be close by or in the community.
And how
do they get a hold of you if they're looking to help promote that, or if there's a nonprofit that's trying to raise some awareness of their abilities? Who do they contact? Is it you, Beth, or Jeff, or?
Yeah, so they could contact either one of us. So Beth and I, our offices are right next to each other. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not. Either one of us can help somebody out, whatever their needs are. Most people that reach out to the mall, we have them come into the mall and we determine their needs and see what they're really looking to do. Once we see what they're looking to do, we kind of drive them in what area we think they would get their most bang for their buck. I'll give you an example. We just did table clings with the National Guard. And the table clings went on the tables in the food court while people were eating there. And the whole cling that was on the table was based on recruitment because recruitment is down throughout the country right now. So I reached out to the National Guard. They came in, they met with me, and they said, you know, here's our challenge. We have recruitment that's down, and we want to know how we can work with the mall to help increase that. So together, we walk around the mall. I give them different suggestions. At the end of the day, they're the boss, and they make the decision. But we give them everything. We say, listen, you can do a banner. You can do a standy sign. You could do a cart and have a couple of the National Guard guys stand out there and talk to people. At the end of the day, they chose to do two standy boards and table coins.
Mm-hmm.
So that seemed to work out well for them. They put a QR code on there, person sitting there having their lunch. They can scan it. They can get all the information. It directs them right to their department. So it has nothing to do with the mall once they scan the QR code. But it was just a way of when speaking to the National Guard, they had no idea that that was even an option. So that's what's great about coming in and meeting with Beth or myself, you know, just tell us what your needs are. Tell us what you're trying to accomplish. And we can direct you in what way we think is best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes so much sense. I mean, talking to the experts that, you know the day-to-day operations of the mall, you know, where things are, and just going through and walking through that one time, you know, or a couple of times would give you the perspective of, okay, you know, where is this? How is it in relation to everything else? Because, I mean, how many square feet is the mall that, you know, have opportunities for people to get the word out there?
Exactly.
And we also offer things like sponsorships, too, which is another option or another venue for businesses. You know, we have Santa photos and bunny photos. You could actually be a sponsor for the whole program, which means you're tagged on to all of our advertising, all of our events. You can hand out something to every child that comes and visits Santa or the bunny.
Mm-hmm. No, and there's constantly events going on, and you've got a few more coming up, you know, with the different holidays that are happening soon, right?
Yes. Yep, we do.
So this weekend we have, we were talking about the pop-ups. Mm-hmm. I believe between Beth and I think we're up around 12 to 14 pop-ups that'll be here this weekend, promoting, you know, Valentine's Day. It's going to be a great turnout here at the mall. The mall's going to be full. All the carts will be leased out. Beth has some table programs going on. So, I mean, this is the weekend to come to the mall if you're looking for Valentine's gifts or if you're just looking for something new and fun to purchase. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, starting Friday, we'll be fully leased in the common area.
Yeah, and we also on Saturday are having a girls' day. So shoppers can bring their girlfriends, their children, and they can make a free flower arrangement. You can get a mocktail from Auntie Anne's. We're going to have hair tutorials. And then you can shop all of our local markets that Jeff was talking about, our pop-ups. We're actually going to have one here that does permanent jewelry, which is super popular right now.
Wow. And that's great. And it gives everybody an opportunity. So if you're out there and you're like me, you've been procrastinating, Valentine's Day is next week, guys and gals, so you definitely want to get out and get something. This would be a great time to go. You can go to the mall, bring your significant other, and you know it looks like there's a lot of great things going on that they can take advantage of. You know, while they're trying to find that perfect gift for Valentine's Day. So that's great, and you probably have those type of things all throughout the year. As you say, the Easter Bunny, at sometimes Santa, other times, do you see a lot of families coming to take advantage of those, picture opportunities and things?
Yes, actually. So our biggest seasons are holiday, obviously, bunny, Easter season, and back to school. So mm-hmm. those are our three major events that we host. Our next one is in March for when the bunny arrivals. And it's called Bunny's Book Bash, because I don't know if you know, but March is actual natural reading month.
Oh, okay.
So our whole bunny Easter season is going to be around books. We're actually going to make a little book nook in center court where children can come while they're waiting for the bunny and read a book. And we'll have books there that they can take, or they can also leave a book, kind of like those small libraries you see around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And again, that's all the community aspect of the mall
yeah.
being, an area where people are going to be going to. They can share, it sounds like the books and everything. That's terrific that you're continually thinking of how those things can come together. Any other new exciting things happening around the mall? I mean, these are great.
Yeah. So those are the two next events coming up. We also will be hosting the carnival again this year, which is also very popular in the area. That's coming in May, the first okay. weekend in May. And wow. that will be set up again. That's also another community event.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the Easter season, we will have story times with characters, some crafts, other little things that happen in on Saturdays to drive people into the mall.
Great, great. This mall is part of Preet, and they own properties all around the country, right?
Yep. We have 17 malls.
Good. Oh, okay, good. 17. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say most of them are on the East Coast. We do have one out in Michigan. That's mm-hmm. our most west mall.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, this ownership group, have they owned it for a long time? We said it opened up in 1971,
yeah. So since the 20, I only can talk for the 21 years I've been here, and it's been before that it was Ruben, I believe. But yeah, we've been owned by Preet for a very long time.
No, that's great.
They're a great operator.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you hear different groups, and sometimes with the adjacent or sister malls that are out there, they have discount cards or cards that can be kind of connect all the different malls that some of the some of the our own. Now, are you affiliated with those others through any, you know?
No, and that's probably more of an outlet sort of property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if anyone's going to be out, they need to get their Valentine's gift. They can come here this weekend and get it.
Definitely.
With the mall, you've got the main mall. How many outside venues are there that are, you know, associated with the malls? You've got the main stretch there with the mall, but you know there are some. I don't know what they call them.
Parcels.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know the terminology. So how many do you have around the mall that are kind of help to be part of the whole mall experience?
So part of our mall is Skechers, Olive Garden, Taco Bell.
Okay, great.
And then, Aldi's and Ulta also are attached to the mall, but only have access to their store.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can't walk through Ulta and walk into the mall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the same goes for, like, WOW Fitness. We have WOW Fitness here at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
What Beth is talking about is some of our stores only have outside access, so they don't have access into the mall, but still, you know, part of the mall.
Yeah. Well, and that makes sense because some of them have that back room, like the Aldi's. They'd have to have a back room refrigerated section and all that other stuff that would take up space and probably prohibit them from, you know, being able to go in or out. And with the WOW, I think they're open, they used to be open 24 hours, so you wouldn't, you know, necessarily want to have that access to the mall 24 hours.
Right, right, right.
So, but that's great. I mean, you can go to the mall, you can work out at WOW, they can go around the corner and get Annie's Pretzels or whatever, you know, some of the great food that's there. I mean, you can
get
do everything
at the
mall.
There.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So it's one of those, again, it's a community event to kind of go to the mall. There's always things happening there. We do have to take another break, and then we'll be back to wrap up the hour. But if you are out there, you want to find out more about how to get involved at the mall, you know, get your pens and papers. We're going to, or whatever you use to mark those things. We'll come back and talk more about how you can find out more about, you know, working with the mall, promoting your event, and, you know, being part of that great community that is the Dartmouth Mall. So stick around, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to See You Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shonick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Hey, you probably got a great mortgage when rates were low, but now there's projects around the house you need, or maybe you want to consolidate some debt and you have equity in your home. Don't forget, an equity loan or equity line from FRMCU might be the best way to do it. Great rates, fast turnaround, and local decision-making to help you as a member of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the greater Fall River community, and membership is open to anyone who lives, works, or is educated in the four counties of Bristol, Plymouth, Barnstable, and Dukes County in Massachusetts, as well as in Rhode Island. If you're over there, you can join us if you're in Newport, Bristol, Providence, and Kent counties in Rhode Island. You can become a part of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. So check us out at frmcu.com to see all the great benefits of membership with Fall River Municipal Credit Union, or give us a call at 508-678-9028 to find out all about Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And today we've been learning a lot about the Dartmouth Mall, all the great things going on there. It's been a great part of the community for many years, since 1971, we found out, built on a old golf course. You know, if you're like me and you know, hopefully my wife's not listening, then I haven't gotten anything. Valentine's Day is coming up next week, and you want to get out and get something. You can go to the mall this weekend, and they have some, you know, great pop-ups, you know, that are going to have unique products for you to get for your loved one. So, is that a good recap of what's happening this weekend?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. So, and we've been talking with Beth Zager. She's the senior marketing director from the management team over at the Dartmouth Mall, as well as Jeff DuPont. He's the specialty leasing representative. And they've been talking about how the mall works, and you know these pop-ups that get in there. They get to show their wares and maybe do it because on a limited basis because maybe they're a smaller company that doesn't have the wherewithal that some of these big stores have, but you still can get the exposure at the mall. But also, for those nonprofits out there, what should they do? Who can they reach out to? What's the contact information? So if anyone, wants to look at maybe showing their wares for a small business or find out more about how they can work with the mall, how do they contact you?
So there's a few ways you can do it. One, you could go on the website, the Dartmouth Mall website, and go down to the bottom to where it says contact us. Or they can just call the mall, 508-999-4536, and just ask for me or Beth. And one of us will get back to you, and we can go from there. But like I said, a lot of people don't realize how the mall can be an asset to their big company or small company. Mm-hmm. But there are many ways to improve your business by doing business with the mall. And we can give you all the different ways to do that. So hopefully, people will reach out to us and we can show how the mall can be an asset to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned there's lots of marketing opportunities within the mall, and about how many people, do you have stats as far as how many people go through the mall on a regular basis?
We do. We do have traffic counters. I think we're around 5 million a year.
No. So if you're looking to promote your business or get in front of people, having 5 million people going through, that's a great way to get the word out, right?
Yeah, definitely. And don't forget, we also have UMass Dartmouth. That's a mile away from us. And when they're in session, they actually have a bus that drops off the students here for them to shop at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like we said, the community is made up of everything: education, businesses, places to gather, and the mall is it's always been a place to gather. But it as you said, you've had to change through the years, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, you have to change.
And it seems like the Dartmouth Mall continues to make those adjustments, through the years. I learned something today about what an incline is. When if I walk through the mall, I'm going to be going uphill or downhill. Even the pop-ups those can be done on a very limited basis. If you have a specialty event coming up, right?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of times I'll meet with people that they don't have a business. Mm-hmm. They might just be a crafter. And you don't need to be, a big corporation to come in and do a pop-up. You can just, have a mom-and-pop situation, and you want to come in, you want to show people what you're doing and what you're selling. And that's what that program's all about. We'd love to work with anybody.
Yeah, that's great. So you can check out the website at shopdartmouthmall.com, find out more about what they do. You can find Beth Zager is the senior marketing director, and you've got Jeff DuPont. Their emails are out on the website, so you can check those out, contact them to find out more about how you can get involved with the mall. And we appreciate the mall, that it's been there, it's been stable, been able to be part of that, the community, and a place that people can go to and get pretty much what they need, from food to workout to a little enjoyment of a movie or going out to dinner. So it's great. Any last things you want to say? We got about a minute to go.
No, we just we want to thank you for your time today. We both wanted to wish you or say happy anniversary to you. And again, we really find that this was a very nice opportunity to be with you today.
Great. Well, thanks for joining me. And we always love to let people know about some of the establishments that are around that, you know, have been with us for a long time and hopefully will be around for a long, you know, a lot longer. So thanks for being part of today's show. And, you know, thank you both for coming on.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. And then everyone out there, have a great Valentine's Day. That's going to be, you know, I'll be coming on next week, which is Valentine's Day. But don't forget, if you can't wait until next Wednesday to do your shopping. So get out there, get your loved ones something, and make sure they know how you appreciate them. And for everyone out there, we'll see you next week on See You Wednesday. We're here every week, Wednesday from 2 to 3. So thanks for listening in. And we'll see you all next week, and thanks again for listening.